The so-called Arrowhead Weston Power Line project would include a stretch of land southwest of Duluth in Minnesota. Two local landowners have sold or given small portions of property to about 20 power line opponents, some of whom belong to the group SOUL, or Save Our Unique Lands. The move comes as power line developers have started construction and still need easements from several people. And the more landowners there are, the more people the developers have to contact. But landowners' attorney Jim Boos says power line opponents are not trying to gum up the construction process.
I would characterize it as an effort to raise awareness and increase participation, give people a meaningful participation in a civil action. I mean, because any owner of the property will be made a party to any condemnation proceeding or any other action affecting this transmission line.
Boos says any landowner must receive notice from the utility with authority of eminent domain. That's Minnesota Power, whose vice president for marketing, David McMillan, claims the move by the Arrowhead Weston opponents is not a big burden. McMillan acknowledges the new group of 20 landowners does not want to grant easements.
We are in the process of responding to a letter that SOUL has asked us to provide additional information that they will use with the people that we're seeking easements with, and we remain open, certainly, to executing easements that provide for the full fair market value of all of the land affected.
The eventual operator of the power line, Pewaukee-based American Transmission Company, takes an even tougher stance. Company executive Mark Williamson says it's illegal under Minnesota law to subdivide land without taking more legal steps. He also warns Wisconsin power line opponents to not try the same tactic. But so far, the opponents are holding their ground, no matter how small their square footage. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.